He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the March 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, what do we got going on here today? It looks like 2 days in a row of rally. And I guess you could point to Vladimir Putin as the big market mover these days. Whatever Vladimir says, the market reacts. And Vladimir basically said, okay, we're done for now. Of course, he said that a week ago, 2 weeks ago, but the market likes what they heard, and right now we have an S&P that's up almost 7 points. The S&P is now sitting at 1,865. It is above that 1850 level that we mentioned was the old breakout level. We're above it, and we've got 2 days in a row, knock on wood, that finally we'll get a little trend where we can make some money here in the market. I did buy a couple yesterday, and I'm going to feature one of those. In fact, I'm going to feature two of those stocks today. You're going to hear about two fresh new stocks here today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, delivered right to your home or to your car via radio, satellite, or internet waves. The Dow is up 63 points right now. The Dow is at 16,309. Now, the Dow has not broken out. The Dow needs to get through like the 16.6 level, I believe, 16,600 to be on its merry way. It's still facing a lid. It's still facing resistance, but it's having a good day today. The NASDAQ's having a good day today. It's up a 0.5% at 43.01. And interest rates right now, where are they? 2.69%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I have been active so far this week. It's been a busy week. We had a big article come out yesterday on Seeking Alpha, an exclusive article for Seeking Alpha only, Seeking Alpha people that go to their website. It was on a biotech cash cow that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. It happens to be a San Diego-based company. Interesting story. It's a biotech that's invested in a lot of other biotechs and has a nice portfolio of about 90 or 100 drugs that it's not developing, but other companies are developing. And they've helped give them capital to help them develop said drugs. And they've hit a few home runs so far, and it's a company that is currently profitable. And it's a company that I think has the potential, knock on wood, to double over the next 3 to 5 years. So you might want to go to Seeking Alpha and read my article that was published yesterday. It's titled something to the effect of Biotech Cash Cow. I have also done a little buying this week. I put some money to work yesterday. I want to say that I bought about 5 or 6. Three of them were existing stocks that I already own, but I bought some for new money that's coming in, and I'll be doing the same today as new money continues to arrive at Gunderson Capital Management. I continue to put it to work. I was here till about 6 p.m. last night processing new accounts that have come in, getting them in my trading queue, getting them set up, getting them into the proper group. And then, next time I make a trade, they'll be in on those trades. So it's a never-ending process here on a daily basis, looking for new stocks, for new folks, for existing folks, making sure the ones that we currently own are still holding up, making sure the ones that I'm on the lookout for aren't better than the ones that I currently own. Because if they become better than the ones that I currently own, then we're going to make a few changes. I had a tweet yesterday. How do you eventually decide to pull the trigger either on a buy or a sell? Well, I've talked about a sell many times, but let's go over the sell discipline once again. When I buy a stock, I buy it because I consider it to be the very best stock that I can find in that particular category, whether it's aggressive growth, conservative growth, or income, or even mutual fund. I consider it to be one of the very best stocks that I can find in one of those categories. And when all the moons align, what are they? It has to be in my top 200, top 300. It has to be a top-rated stock. If it's a top-rated stock, that means that it has the value characteristics that I demand. Not that I want, that I demand. It has the performance characteristics that I demand. And lastly, it comes down to the human touch. I mean, there is no mechanical formula or mechanical technical pattern that I can give to you that triggers a buy. I just look at a stock. Let's say I have one high on my list. Himax would be a perfect example. HIMX has been high on my list. I've owned it before. And yesterday, as I looked at Himax, I said, you know what? I think it's in my top 10 right now. I'm going to pull up the chart here. I've had my eye on it, but it's just been going sideways. There was really no catalyst there. And finally, this stock broke out a week ago. And it was a big breakout. And I thought, you know what? That's a nice breakout, but it's just a little bit too much of a breakout. A breakout means hitting a new high, breaking through old resistance. And I watched it over the next week or so. I watched it drift back just a little bit from that breakout. And it drifted back to its breakout point yesterday. And I added it to my portfolio. There's not a real trigger that I can tell you other than it had all the characteristics that I like. And it drifted back into a territory that I like technically. I just saw something there that piqued my interest. I said, you know what? I can't resist anymore. And I did have money on the sidelines, and I went ahead and bought it. Now, conversely, on the sell side, which I started to talk about here and then got off the track a little bit, on the sell side, if a stock all of a sudden goes dead on me, and then it starts to roll over, and I can't really... it's hard to describe rollover, but it just starts to drop below resistance. That would be the best way to describe it. On the buy side, they break above resistance. And on the sell side, they break below support. And support levels, every day as I look at my stocks, I draw lines on those stocks on my laptop. There's a line drawing capability. I personally use MarketSmith, which is pretty expensive, but it gives me everything I want on one screen. It gives me all the fundamentals, and it gives me the chart all on one screen. And I have lines drawn on the charts that I'm interested, the stocks that I'm interested in. And I have those lines drawn where the resistance level is, and it keeps bumping its head against its resistance level. What would be a trigger point for me? When it breaks above its resistance level. And conversely, if I own a stock and I watch it, and the doggone thing all of a sudden starts to go in that sideways funk, and usually when they go in a sideways funk, they also start dropping in rank overall. But as long as they maintain that top 200, 300 level, as long as they're at least going sideways, I stick with stocks. But if they break below that support level, then my left eye really starts to twitch rapidly, and I start to get nervous because I don't want to suffer a 35% drop or a 55% drop. I don't ride stocks into the ground. I keep a very short leash on them. Now, you also have to be careful not to trade too much. Sometimes you got to let your left eye twitch a little bit, and eventually, hopefully, that stock will pick itself up by the bootstraps again and start to make the kind of progress that you thought it could make. But, it's a fine line there. On the one hand, If you're not careful, one can get away from you. And if you're too careful, you can sell one that ends up being a great big winner. So that's the best description I can give of what triggers a buy and a sell. It really comes down to I already know whether it's a good or bad stock by my ranking system, number one. And number two, it really comes down to those support levels on the downside where I draw the line in the sand, do not violate this line. And on the upside, if they break above that resistance level, they really catch my eye. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I got to say that I do like, I just looked at a current chart of the S&P 500, and I do like the look of it a lot. Hopefully. Let's get a 2 or 3 month rally here and be able to pad our wallets a little bit in 2014, because we've just been stumbling and bumbling along, basically because of two reasons, which I outlined yesterday: the submerging emerging markets and the geopolitical situation that accompanies them, and also the Fed backing off with their bond buying program. We no longer have the wind at our back. But the market seems to have digested all of this and taking it in stride, and it seems to be looking pretty good to me right now. Knock on wood, it needs to break out again. Now it has a new resistance level that it needs to go through. But I'm 80% invested right now, and I really own what I believe are some powerhouse stocks, or I would not own them. One I pulled the trigger on yesterday was a company, a stock that I have owned in the past. And, you know, it disappointed me the first time around. I don't know why exactly I sold it. I guess it just dropped below its support level at some point in time, and the market was starting to go south. And, I have to protect my clients, too. That's another big duty that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I watched the stock, and I watched it go sideways. And I had no regrets about selling it when I did, because the stock just went in a sideways funk for about 4 months, okay? But it did remain a highly rated stock. And then it broke out to a new all-time high, and it got my attention once again. That was about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. The company is out of Taiwan. They design display drivers for thin film transistor or flat panel LCD displays, including TVs and PC monitors. The name of the company is Himax. Himax Technologies. It's a $2.5 billion company. And you might say, well, Gunderson, I thought you're not buying any international or foreign stocks. Well, you know what? This one's listed on the NASDAQ. It's a NASDAQ stock, and I'm sure their products are mainly U.S., selling to the U.S., and it's behaving like a U.S. stock. It's not behaving like a Latin American stock or a Russian stock. It's behaving like a U.S. stock. And again, we've determined, at least my opinion, the only place you can make money right now is in equities. That's not always the case. But equities, ownership of companies is the place to be. I wouldn't be lending any money right now. And I wouldn't be speculating in the precious metals markets just yet. I would still be an owner of stocks, whether it's my 401k, my college plans, my IRAs. That's the place to be at the current time. That's where the top-ranked asset classes are. They're all equity or stock-related. And furthermore, small and mid-cap stocks are a very sweet spot in the market. We went over all the particulars yesterday, which we do on a regular basis. And I said once again, just like the broken record that I sound like sometimes, that once again, the top-ranked asset classes in the market are all U.S. stock-related of some form, either mid-cap, small-cap, or micro-cap. So Himax is in a nice spot. It's a small cap stock. It's a $2.5 billion company. I also said on yesterday's show that the leading sectors in the market continue to be biotech, pharmaceutical, technology, and healthcare. Himax is a technology stock. It's a semiconductor flat panel graphics type of a company. Definitely a tech stock. So it has a lot of things going for it. But just being in the right place at the right time isn't enough. You still have to possess those traits that I demand in stocks. Number one, performance. How has the stock been performing? Well, over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 61% per year total return to investors. During that same period of time, the market's delivered 19% per year. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 92% per year. That's right, 92% per year, while the market's delivered 13.4% per year. Over the last 12 months, get this, the stock is up 284%. This stock was a $1 stock in 2012. Holy cow. You say, Gunnarsson, why didn't you tell me about it then? Well, I'm telling you about it now. It's $15 stock now. It's not exactly an expensive stock. Come on. And it has been on my top list. It's been flying high on my radar for quite some time, and I have owned it in the past. So the performance is there. In fact, it gets a momentum grade of A right now. But I'm not a momentum investor. I'm not a performance investor only. I have to have valuation also. The valuation numbers go something like this. The stock is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. Hey, that's a discount to my average stock in the market right now. My average stock in my database right now is trading at 18.9 times forward earnings. So we have a company that's trading at a little bitty discount to the overall market right now. In addition to this, now I don't know how many analysts, I'll have to look at and see how many analysts cover this stock. In addition to this, the growth rate expected over the next 5 years is 39% per year. Whew. That's some pretty big growth there that expected. I'd be happy with half of that, really. I mean, if they can grow their earnings by 20% per year over the next 5 years, I'd be happy. The bottom line is, it's trading at a big discount to its growth rate because a forward PE of 17 is way lower than a growth rate of 40. In fact, it's got a PEG ratio right now of 0.43. PEG ratio is a very simple ratio that just compares the price to earnings against the expected growth. And growth investors like me like numbers less than 1. And both my left eye and my right eye starts to twitch when it's at 0.43. Yet there's no guarantees here, right? We're just trying to stack the probabilities in our favor. I have a target price of $30 on a stock that's currently trading at $15.28. It meets my valuation criteria. It meets my performance criteria. Of the 3,838 stocks that are currently in my database, Himax comes in at number 15 overall, and it's a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts, which is another very important factor. This is not a conservative dividend payer. This is not a blue chip. This is a small cap technology stock from Taiwan in a very volatile sector, but it possesses those traits that I so dearly love here at the current time. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Boy, I tell you what, talk about the transparency here on this show. I've had many people on Twitter say, "Hey, Gunderson, you're the most transparent and straightforward, the straight shooter, money manager on this entire website." I try to be. I think I take that as a compliment. I have nothing to hide, nothing up my sleeve, nothing I'm trying to hawk on you, nothing I'm trying to sell to you. If I can empower you and make you a better investor, well, then that's one of the things that I've accomplished in life, is making people see through all of the masquerades that are out there in the marketplace. There's a lot of them. I'll just tell you a little quick story. You know, when I first started investing, I was in my young 20s, and we had a profit sharing plan at work, and I started getting money in my profit sharing plan, and I needed to start looking around to where to invest that money. And I contacted people that I thought I could trust, that I knew, you know, oh, he knows something about this kind of thing here. And, you know, I was put into all kinds of different vehicles that later I found out paid the broker a big commission, 10% commission. And how did it work out for me? Almost every one of them went bust. And I said, doggone it, I'm going to learn this myself. I'm not going to be taken advantage of anymore. That was many years ago. That was 30 years ago. And it's been my lifelong quest, really, to understand the markets, to study the markets, to understand the pitfalls, to separate the charlatans from the guys that are just out there straight shooters. And I got to be honest with you, there's very few straight shooters that I find on CNBC, on radio, on TV. It seems like most of them have some kind of an agenda that they're trying to pawn off on me. So I pretty much do my own research and don't listen. I keep my TV on and my all computer screens on, showing me what's happening, breaking news in the markets, where the indexes are at and whatnot. But I think and make my own decisions. And I take in a lot during the day, as much information as I possibly can, but I make my own decisions in the end. And along the way, you know, I've evolved into the investor that I am today, one that's not a pure value investor, which I can see the merits to pure value investing, and I can see why somebody would be a bargain hunter sniffing around for stocks that are grossly undervalued. But I've also seen the pitfalls of value investing. It's caused me to pause and say, you know what, this is not the cat's meow. I've seen value investors get absolutely clobbered when the big argument for value investing is, well, you can't get hurt too much because you have that intrinsic value backing you up. Well, if you can't get hurt too much, why have I seen a local, well-known value investor go from $18 billion in assets down to $2 between money fleeing his firm and between heavy losses that he's inflicted on his clients over the last several years? There's obviously a meow missing in the cat's meow that they call value investing. And I was around in 2000 and 2001 when the momentum investors got their wings clipped big time. That was a period of time when anybody thought that they could be a pro investor, just buy a stock with the .com after its name, or a stock that was involved with the internet in some way, or computers, or semiconductors in some way. That's all you had to do. You didn't have to do any more research than that. Just buy a stock that's affiliated in some way with the booming technology sector and ride them forever. Well, there was something wrong with that, too, that momentum investing. It had its good days, and it did point you to a lot of the best stocks, but there was valuation missing. So over the years, I've evolved into a guy that looks at the market with a very jaded eye, very, very selective. I mean, right now, there's 3,838 in my database to choose from, and in the end, right now, in my aggressive growth group, I have 22 stocks or something like that out of 38. That's pretty selective. And I tell you exactly how I get to those stocks and what those stocks are. I just went over one, Himax, H-I-M-X. And yet there's still no guarantees. I never make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. And I put a very short leash on them when I buy them. I have one foot in the door and one foot out the door. When someone asks me, did you buy this for the long haul? what's the long haul? You know, I don't know that there is a long haul anymore in the stock market with all the day trading and program trading and this and that. I watch it every single day. And I'm not married to any one of my stocks. I hope I bought it for the long haul. That would be sweet. Because the long haul, you buy the right stock, that's where you get the doubles and the triples. And that's what we're after. We're after doubles and triples. We're after Kentucky Derby winners, not claimers, not cheap claimers. We want the very best of the very best. And I know, I realize that everybody out there is not an aggressive growth investor. And that's why I've developed four models. Number one, aggressive growth investors. Number two, conservative, moderate, somewhere in there. You know, they don't want the semiconductor makers from Taiwan or the biotech stocks from Silicon Valley being 100% of their portfolio. They would like a mix, or they would like a little bit larger companies, more seasoned, large caps, mid caps, in different industries. And for that reason, I have a conservative, moderate growth portfolio. And then I have the people that are very conservative. And there's a lot of those kinds of people. Most of them aren't in the market. But if they are in the market, they want big companies that have been around with proven track records, with top management, and the company pays a nice dividend. I bought one such stock yesterday. I've known about this company for years. This is a quality company. If I was writing my book again today in the same format that I did last time around, picking the best stocks that I can find right now from different walks of life, I would say that VF Corp would definitely be a candidate for that book. VF Corp is a company headquartered in North Carolina. From what I understand, a business-friendly state. Greensboro, North Carolina, to be exact. I'm not sure which college is there. Is that North Carolina State? They play the play-in game, trying to make it into the big dance. And if they do, they'll be in the big dance and bracketology. And, of course, I can still remember the day when the Wolfpack won it all, I believe, with Jimmy Valvano, the coach. I love college basketball and the I'm filling out my brackets today. But VF Corp is back there in the home of college basketball. VF Corp, what do they make? Well, we're headed to spring training this weekend, our annual trip. Sometimes we make two trips. Do you know how many guys are over there? You think there's 25 on each team? No, there's hundreds on those practice fields. They all want to be a St. Louis Cardinal someday. They want to start. They want to be on that chalk line on opening day. There's hundreds of them on each team. Multiply that by how many teams there are. And think of all the uniforms. VF Corp, that's one of their big, big industries, uniforms. And nowadays, you know how often they change uniforms? Oh, we've got a commemorative uniform that we're wearing today. And then, of course, they sell them to the public. It's big business. VF Corp also owns Lee Jeans, Wrangler Jeans. Brett Favre was their spokesman for a while. Athletic apparel is a big part of it, sportswear, occupational apparel. VF Corp is a $27 billion company. It's been a superb performer over the years. The performance numbers go something like this. I got to hurry here because we're approaching the break, and I've been going on about uniforms. VF Corp over the last 10 years has delivered 22% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, 41% per year. And remember, this is a large cap, $27 billion company. And also remember, if you're a conservative investor looking for income, and if you're afraid of the bond market like I am, VF Corp pays a nice little dividend of 1.7%. In fact, that's the portfolio that I bought the stock for, my income and growth portfolio. Because you're getting the income in the way of the dividend, and I still think that there's upside potential. It meets my value criteria. It meets my performance criteria. VF Corp number 183. When you watch the brackets and the teams and the big dance. Think of all those uniforms and who makes them. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're here every single day, Monday through Friday, at whatever time you hear the show in your market. I do it live from San Diego every morning at 7 a.m., where it's a little gray and foggy today, but the market is bright and sunny. And we do have, hopefully, a rally here that's going to stick for a while. We do seemingly have the Ukrainian situation behind us for now. Unless Mr. Putin gets greedy here. What is it? Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Is he going to go for the whole Ukraine? Well, we'll see. He seems to be happy right now. He's got a smile on his face. I just saw him on TV signing some kind of bill, annexing the Crimean Peninsula, little piece of Russia. He seems happy, but we'll see if he wants more. And the market seems to have its nerves calmed for now. And we'll see if the emerging markets can start to at least stabilize, because they've been very volatile here to begin the year. And that's been one of the big factors that have held down our markets. So maybe with this geopolitical concern out of the way for now, maybe, just maybe, we can get some kind of a meaningful rally, because we've been waiting for 10 weeks now, 11 weeks, we've been waiting, twiddling our thumbs, and in the interim, we saw a 7 to 10% correction that we came storming back from. That was a wild ride. And now we're back to where we kind of began the year after suffering that 7 to 10% correction. And I raised quite a bit of cash during that correction, because you never know when the big one's going to come along. We will have another 2008. We are now in the fifth year. We began the sixth year last week of the current bull market, which began on March 9th of 2009. And I've been fortunate enough to have my app, which has kept me in the market this entire time, even though from time to time I've raised the yellow flag. We're still under a yellow flag. That doesn't mean we're not moving forward, however. That doesn't mean we're raising cash. That doesn't mean we're not buying. We're just really, really careful right now. Short leash on everything we own. And the stocks that I do buy have to look really, really, really good. And I just gave you two examples of stocks that I bought yesterday. One in the aggressive growth arena, a small cap, a technology stock. And one in the growth and the income and growth arena, a big, large cap company, $27 billion in size, that pays a nice dividend and it has also grown tremendously over the years. So we continue to look for opportunities. There's no cash level that I suggest right now. It just is what it is. The stocks that we own, the mutual funds that we own, the ETFs that we own, it's possible to be 100% invested right now. If everything you own is holding up just fine, nothing's rolling over, nothing's dropping down in rank, nothing's falling out of favor, no accounting scandals, no, the CEO's being hauled off to jail, as long as everything's cool, then we continue to own what we own. Because if we followed our own advice, we own the best right now. The companies that are flourishing right now, not the ones that are struggling. The companies that are flourishing. And environments out there change from time to time. This is an environment that continues to favor small and mid-cap companies. The big multinational companies continue to struggle in this environment, a slow growth environment. We also have a rising interest rate environment, which also tends to favor the smaller and the mid-cap companies for some point in time. At some point in time, it starts to become problematic for them. But there's plenty of opportunities out there. We continue to look for them. When I find them, I send out tweets. I have a lot of followers, thousands of followers on Twitter. I probably send out 7 or 8 tweets a day if I see something that really pops off the charts at me. Looks good technically, looks good fundamentally, is highly rated. I'll just send out a little tweet, and then I always add to my tweet whether or not it's a stock I own or not. And yesterday, I think I bought 4 or 5 during the day. 3 were new ones, and 2 were ones I've already, 2 are ones that I already own. And I sent out a tweet. I said, I just bought, took a position in this stock. My Twitter feed is on the front page of my website every single day. PWStreet.com. I am very, very transparent. The newsletter comes out every weekend. There's the model portfolios, one for aggressive growth investors, one for conservative growth investors, one for income and growth, or in other words, very conservative investors, and the other one is for mutual fund investors. And that's the one designed for probably the biggest market out there, people that have 401ks at work. And they have choices. Some, many, are limited to mutual funds. And generally speaking, those mutual funds come from the various asset classes, bonds, international, U.S. large cap, U.S. mid cap, U.S. small cap, cash. And I give my recommendations every week on how I would have my mutual fund portfolio allocated at the current time. My mutual fund portfolio in my newsletter was up 31% last year. I think you would have been real happy with that. By being in the right areas at the right time, I didn't have you in bonds last year. I didn't have you in the emerging markets, and that helped juice your returns. Now, at some point in time, things are going to change. But for now, the same trend that's been in place for about 16 months is still in place, as we went over in some detail yesterday. I offer out my newsletter. I give a very generous offer, 4 weeks. You can take a look at it. You do whatever you want with it. When you're done with it, you go to my website at pwstreet.com. Then there's a certain bunch of people out there that say, you know what? I don't have the time to do this. You know, I don't charge an arm and a leg to manage an account. You kind of get what you pay for. You can go to Vanguard and pay 30 basis points in management fee, and you're going to get index-like returns. I give design custom portfolios for my clients. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.